Good morning and welcome to Simply AI. It's Thursday, April 18th. On today's show, Google AI proposes TransformerFAM, a novel architecture that leverages a feedback loop for attending to latent representations, and Google Cloud announces Vertex AI Agent Builder, empowering developers to quickly build and launch AI tools. Plus, we'll explore Tango 2, the new frontier in text-to-audio synthesis, and its superior performance metrics. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply AI. We start off with an exciting development in the world of transformer architectures. Researchers at Google LLC have developed a new transformer architecture called TransformerFAM that incorporates a feedback loop to enable self-attention to the network's latent representations. This innovation aims to facilitate the emergence of working memory in transformers and improve their performance on long context tasks. Here to explain more is our Simply AI correspondent, Celeste. Can you give us an overview of the limitations of current transformer models and how TransformerFAM aims to address them?
Transformers have revolutionized deep learning, but their quadratic attention complexity limits their ability to process very long inputs. They can forget information beyond the attention window and struggle with long context processing. Previous attempts to address this included sliding window attention and sparse or linear approximations, but these often fall short at large scales. TransformerFAM draws inspiration from neuroscience, particularly the link between attention and working memory. It incorporates attention to its own latent representations via a feedback loop within the transformer blocks. This enables the potential emergence of working memory, allowing the model to maintain past information indefinitely. Importantly, it improves performance on long context tasks across various model sizes without adding new weights, making it easy to integrate with pre-trained models.
How does TransformerFAM compare to previous approaches for handling long context inputs in transformers?
The two main approaches have been increasing computational resources or using sliding window attention, where the input is partitioned into blocks and information is cached block by block. Block sliding window attention, or BSWA, attends to all information within a ring buffer but has a limited receptive field. TransformerFAM builds on this blockwise structure but integrates feedback activations, called virtual activations, into each block. This allows dynamic propagation of global contextual information across blocks. It fulfills key requirements like integrated attention, blockwise updates, information compression, and global context storage. Despite initial concerns about efficiency, the vectorized map-based self-attention ensures minimal impact on memory and speed.
The researchers drew an interesting analogy to the movie Memento and anterograde amnesia. Can you explain that comparison?
In Memento, the protagonist struggles with the inability to form new memories, known as anterograde amnesia. Similarly, while large language models have vast long-term memory capabilities, their short-term memory is limited by attention windows. TransformerFAM aims to address this anterograde amnesia in language models by leveraging attention-based working memory inspired by neuroscience. The researchers suggest this could be a path toward solving the memory challenge in deep learning, which they see as a crucial step before tackling broader issues like reasoning in AI systems.
It's fascinating to see how AI researchers are drawing inspiration from fields like neuroscience to advance language models. Thank you for breaking down this complex research, Celeste. For Simply AI, I'm David. And speaking of advancements in AI, Google has just unveiled a new platform called Vertex AI, Agent Builder, that aims to make it easier for developers to create and deploy AI-driven applications. This move could help democratize access to powerful generative AI technology. For more on this, we're joined now by our Simply AI correspondent, Abby. So tell us, what exactly does the Vertex AI Agent Builder platform do?
The Vertex AI Agent Builder essentially provides a comprehensive toolkit that simplifies the development process for generative AI agents. It integrates Google Cloud's existing Vertex AI search and conversation products into a unified platform. This allows developers of all skill levels, even those without much coding experience, to to leverage advanced AI capabilities to build sophisticated applications.
That's interesting. So it's making AI development more accessible. But how does it ensure the quality and accuracy of the AI outputs?
A key focus of the platform is on grounding the AI's responses firmly in enterprise data to maintain accuracy and relevance. It provides out-of-the-box systems like the Vertex AI Search and Retrieval Augmented Generation APIs that anchor the outputs in factual data. There are also advanced features like vector search that enable creating custom agents for more complex use cases.
Data security and compliance are always major concerns when it comes to AI applications. How does Google's new platform address those issues?
Security is definitely a core aspect of Vertex AI Agent Builder. The platform incorporates enterprise-grade security controls that adhere to major industry standards like HIPAA, ISO 27000 series, and SOC frameworks. This allows developers to focus on building innovative AI solutions while ensuring strict data governance and protection.
It certainly sounds like an ambitious undertaking by Google. What kind of real-world applications do you foresee this platform enabling?
The potential use cases are quite diverse. Vertex AI Agent Builder could help power everything from intelligent chatbots and virtual assistants to enhance customer service to internal tools that boost operational efficiency and productivity. By putting generative AI capabilities in the hands of more developers, it opens the door to a wide range of innovative applications across industries.
Thanks for the breakdown, Abby. It will certainly be interesting to see how developers leverage this new platform and the novel AI solutions that emerge. On the topic of emerging AI techniques, a new study has found a way to improve the realism of text-to-audio AI models. The demand for AI-generated multimedia content is on the rise, and enhancing the alignment between the output and the input prompts is crucial. Here, with more details, is our Simply AI correspondent, Michael. This study employed a technique called DPO diffusion. Can you explain what that is and how it was used here?
DPO stands for Direct Preference Optimization. It's a method that has recently gained traction as an alternative to reinforcement learning for aligning large language model outputs with human preferences. In this study, the researchers adapted DPO for diffusion models, specifically to improve a text-to-audio model called Tango. They used a synthesized dataset called Audio Alpaca, which contains audio prompts along with preferred and undesired audio outputs. The undesired audios have issues like missing concepts or excessive noise, while the preferred ones accurately reflect the text descriptions. By exposing the model to this contrast during fine-tuning, it learns to better map the input semantics to the audio space.
And what were the key findings from this experiment with Tango?
The fine-tuned model, which they call Tango 2, outperformed both the original Tango and another model called Audio LDM2 in human evaluations and objective measures. This is notable because Tango 2 was trained on the same dataset as Tango, just with the addition of the DPO diffusion technique on the Audio Alpaca data. So it demonstrates the effectiveness of this approach for boosting text-to-audio model performance without needing to source additional data.
The researchers also highlighted the creation of the Audio Alpaca dataset as a contribution in itself, right? Why is a dataset like this valuable?
That's right. They've made Audio Alpaca publicly available, and it could serve as a useful resource for future research and benchmarking as text-to-audio generation methods continue to be developed. Having a dataset where each text prompt is paired with multiple preferred and undesired audio outputs provides rich information for training and evaluating models on their ability to produce realistic and semantically aligned audio.
And what's the broader significance of this work? How does it fit into the landscape of generative AI research?
This study demonstrates the potential of diffusion-based direct preference optimization as a technique for enhancing not just language models, but other types of generative models like text-to-audio systems. As the demand grows for high-quality synthetic media in various domains, this could be a valuable approach. It also shows how creating datasets that incorporate human feedback, even through semi-automated methods, can help improve the realism and coherence of AI-generated content. So it's a promising step towards making generative audio more useful and reliable.
Thanks for breaking this down for us, Michael. It's exciting to see the rapid progress happening in AI, generated media, and the innovative techniques that are emerging. Speaking of exciting developments in AI, Blackford, a company known for its AI platform, has announced a new partnership with Lucida Medical to integrate their prostate cancer MRI imaging software called PI into Blackford's platform. Here with more details is our Simply AI correspondent. Can you tell us more about what this PI software does and how it can help healthcare professionals?
Absolutely, David. Lucida Medical's PI software is designed to automate many of the time-consuming steps involved in analyzing prostate MRIs to detect clinically significant prostate cancer. By integrating this software into their platform, Blackford aims to help radiologists and other healthcare professionals work more efficiently and accurately. The software has already proven effective in real-world applications across various healthcare settings and with different MRI scanner types and vendors.
That sounds like it could be a significant time saver for busy medical professionals. Can you give us some background on Lucida Medical and how they developed this technology?
Lucida Medical is actually a spin-off company from Cambridge University in England. They've leveraged cutting-edge research and expertise from one of the world's leading universities to develop this innovative prostate cancer detection software. By automating key steps in the analysis process, they're aiming to make a real impact in the fight against prostate cancer, which is one of the most common cancers affecting men worldwide.
And how does this partnership fit into Blackford's overall strategy and their existing AI platform?
Blackford's AI platform is already quite extensive, with over 120 AI products designed to drive clinical efficiencies and improve patient outcomes across various medical domains. By integrating Lucida Medical's PI software, they're expanding their capabilities in the area of prostate cancer detection and diagnosis. This aligns with their overall mission to harness the power of AI to support healthcare professionals and ultimately benefit patients.
It will be interesting to see how this partnership evolves and what impact it has on prostate cancer detection and treatment. Thank you for those insights, James. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply AI. We'll see you back here tomorrow.